It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Robbie Jensen. He is the director of the Carbon and Emery Senior Citizen Centers. We're going to talk about what's going on at the centers right now and different changes in the schedules and things for the holidays. Robbie, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, I appreciate you allowing me to do this. Thank you.
All right. Anytime. Anytime. Now, I'm sure things are pretty much the same at all of the centers that they as they have been for probably like the last month or two or three or however many months it's been, right?
Right. So things are the same. All of our doors are closed, but we are still doing mobile meals for those that are on the mobile meal routes. And they're able to come up to the center to pick up meals on the days that we serve meals.
So if they are interested in getting a lunch or anything like that, they can still come up to the centers and pick them up, correct, on the days that you would normally go and do that sort of thing? Because I know over in Emery County with all the different centers, the hours are kind of different. So let's kind of speak to the ones in Emery County for a second.
Sure. So in Emery County, Mondays, we will be serving meals at Emery, Farron, and Huntington Senior Centers, and they can come and pick up a meal at those centers at noon when they normally come to pick up their meals. And on Tuesdays, they can come to the Castledale Center again at noon to pick up those meals. In Green River, if anybody is in Green River and wants to pick up a meal, they have meals on Tuesdays and Wednesdays as well.
Okay, and then what's the schedule for Carbon Counties?
Sure. So for Carbon Counties, County, for both here in Price and as well as in East Carbon, we're open Monday through Thursday for meals, and they can come and pick up those meals between 11:30 and 12:30 at either of those centers.
Okay, and if anyone is interested, Meals on Wheels still runs, and you've been doing this for the last little while. If anybody doesn't want to come in, they can get put on the Meals on Wheels list, right?
Correct. Anyone that is 60 or older that wants to receive mobile meals, we can qualify them. We just ask that they follow the same rules that are in place for all of the others and let us know when they're not going to be home so we can not use our time delivering the meal to someone that isn't home. But anyone is able, 60 or older, to get on mobile meals for any reason if they would like.
Okay, so that kind of covers all of that. Let's talk about the holiday that's coming up. And as with most things, there will be a bit of a schedule change. So let's talk to the schedule change there for the holidays.
Sure. So over here in Price, we normally are open Monday through Thursday. And since Christmas falls on a Friday, we are going to take our Friday holiday on Wednesday. So for the week of Christmas as well as New Year's, we will be closed the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of that week. So for the week of Christmas, we will be open on Monday and Tuesday, the 21st and 22nd. And the week of New Year's, we will be open that Monday and Tuesday, which is the 28th and 29th. So we will be closed 3 of the 5 days that week.
Okay, and will that kind of follow the same track over in Emery County as well?
So Emery County, they will be open Monday through Wednesday for mobile meals, and so meals won't be affected in Emery County for those that are coming to pick up meals. Mobile meals, we will be delivering Monday through Wednesday with a frozen meal for that Thursday.
Okay. And that brings me to my next question. In the past, you guys have done frozen meals for people to take home and ahead of time. With you guys being closed that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, can people order extra meals on Tuesday and have them be like the frozen meals that they can take home and then have meals for the rest of the week?
Certainly. So we will already put in place for those that are on mobile meals to replace the Wednesday and Thursday meal with frozen meals. And if they would like additional meals, they can give us a call here at the center and we can do those for them. Anyone that is coming to pick up a meal, if they would like a couple of additional meals, if they would give us a call on that Monday of the week that they would like those extra meals so we can make sure that we have enough food to do that. If they give us a call on Monday and let us know how many meals they want that week, we can give them extra meals so that they can have food through the holiday week.
Okay, so you just need to call on Monday or Tuesday and let them know that you want to pick those up on Tuesday and how many you're going to need, correct? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, and we can get those meals for them.
Okay. So very simple plan. If you need that, it's going to be there. You guys will take care of them, and all you've got to do is give them a call out to the senior center and talk to them about all this. What's the number out there, Robbie, if anybody wants to call them?
Give us a call at 435-636-3202. And okay. Our phones were down for a while earlier this month. Everything's back to normal. They can leave us a message, and we'll be able to get that from them.
All right, and they can get a hold of, or they can give the information if they're in Emory County as well, from the same number.
Yeah, they could do that at the same number, or they could call their local senior center and get the same information.
All right. Well, Robbie, I hope that things change soon and you guys get to open back up and have people coming out there, because that's really the main part of the Senior Citizen Center is the social aspect of it. So I hope that, you know, that it opens up and they can get in there and start having fun and talking with each other again.
We hope the same thing, and we miss them all, and we think about them always. So they're always welcome to call and just let us know how they're doing. We'd love to hear from them.
Sounds great. All right, Robbie, thank you so much for giving us a call this morning. We really appreciate it, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you again.
Anytime. That's Robbie Jensen with the Carbon and Emory Senior Citizen Centers talking about the changes that will be happening in the Meals on Wheels programs due to the upcoming holidays. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And you can also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.